Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy New Year, everybody. It's 2010, January 1, 2010. And I'm going to remind you of what I said a year ago, a little bit more than a year ago. It was the end of 2008, and we just come through about 3 months, depending on how you want to market, 3 months minimum, maybe a year of really, really ugly information, really ugly stuff that had happened, and some unprecedented stuff had happened. And I was worried. I was really concerned, and I know you were too, about what was going to happen and how bad the economy was going to get. Nobody really knew. And so I said to you then, if you will remember, I said, okay, guys, here's our goal. Here's what we got to do January, or right now. We have to set this goal for 2009. In 2009, I will consider it to be a success if I can open my doors for business, open for business, January 1, 2010. That's a goal I set for myself. That's a goal I recommended to you. I asked a lot of people about that goal. A lot of people a lot smarter than me said they thought that was a pretty darn good idea. And so that's what we did. We talked about it all year, didn't we? We talked about the things that we'd need to do to survive. We talked about cash flow. We talked about customers. We talked about managing the assets that we have, our inventory. We talked about all those things. We talked about you and me, the human being behind all of this. And we stayed together, didn't we? And we pulled it off. Many small business owners are going to be able to open their doors January 1, 2010. And some aren't. And I'm going to talk about those guys, you guys who didn't make it. I'm going to talk about you and your situation in the next segment. But right now I want to talk about the people who actually are going to open their doors in 2010. And if you remember, I still want you to do this if you can. I want you to go to your business today. Even if you're closed, even if you weren't, ordinarily you wouldn't have gone in on New Year's Day. I still want you to do this, or even just over the weekend, go to your business, unlock the door, and walk inside and say, I did it. I'm open for business 2010. I survived 2009. Now, some small business owners out there are saying, I did fine in 2009. And many of you did. Congratulations. But it was a tough year for a lot of people. And a lot of people, large and small companies, as you well know. So I don't care what your level of survival looked like, your level of success was in 2009. I just want you to know that I think we should celebrate this. I really think we should stop for a moment and celebrate. Not that another year is gone. Not that we've another year is behind us. And I hope you didn't wish your life away in 2009. As tough as it was, I didn't wish my life away. I've learned how not to do that. You've got to stay in the moment. You got to take whatever the day brings you, that day, that year brings you. I can't say I'm going to miss 2009, and many of you are probably the same way. But I do think that we need to celebrate the fact that that we survived that year. Now, and let's think about this now, folks. There are a couple of generations of people out there, tens of millions of business owners and people who work in businesses who've never been through what we're going through right now. So look around you and look at the things that are happening. Look at some of the issues, just sort of catalog some of the things that have happened. The government intervention that has been necessary. The government intervention that wasn't necessary. The institutions, the marketplace institutions that survived wars and depressions that are no longer here, they're gone. the way we've thought of things, the way things would be, that have been turned upside down. This has been the toughest economic scenario that we've had since the Great Depression. I've been through six other recessions, but two really bad ones, mid-70s, early-80s. This one exceeds that. And we're not through with it. It's, even though we're in a recovery, there's more to come. There's more things to... We've got to absorb more bad news in this economy. That's just the way... only way I can say it. I'm not going to mince words. I'm not going to be dishonest about this. I'm not going to sugarcoat things that don't need to be sugarcoated. But I still say that regardless, if you're a grizzled veteran like me of these things, or if you're a newbie to this kind of an economic scenario, then we should all stop for a moment and celebrate. And that's one of the things that I want you to think about right now. I want you to think about this journey that you and I are on. And it's important that we do this because, folks, we're still running a marathon. This recovery is still a marathon. It's going to take, we're going to have a couple of 3 years probably of just deliberate marathon paced growth. There's going to be some ups and some downs, but I still say that we should slow down a little bit, and we should celebrate the fact that we are in business, that we have a place to go to work, that we still have customers, and that we've got an opportunity to fight. We've got a chance to fight. We've got a chance to make something happen. So I hope that you'll do that. I hope if you survive 2009, if you open your doors January 1, 2010, or any time, you know, if it's Monday, when the first time you open your doors, when you walk in those doors, I want you to celebrate. I want you to unlock the door, walk inside, and say, I did it. And I want you to be happy about that. I want you to really take stand up tall, shoulders back, chest out, stomach in, chin up, and just be really proud of yourself. Raise your hand over your head, put it behind your back, and pat yourself on the back. You deserve it. If you've made it through, if you survived 2009, you are a champion, and you should recognize that in yourself. It's time to take a little bit of credit, because I will tell you this, my friends, I am very, very proud of you, because without what you've done, this country would not make it, will not, we will not make it through this challenging economic time we've had. We can't do it without you, small business owner, and that's the reason you're my hero. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got more to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.